Okay, so the final thing that, the final reason, or one of the final reasons that women might write about science, again, same reason that anyone would write about science in a blog, to educate, inform, and entertain. That's basically why I do my blog, IO9, and my personal blog, Texploitation. I used to blog at Wired.com at a couple of different blogs, and I'm showing you this example up here, which is a blog post that I wrote last year called Sexual Dimorphism in World of Warcraft. The reason why I'm giving this as an example of something that I have written is that not only is it an interesting topic, I was covering a really great paper by Andrea Rubenstein about how characters in the online role-playing game World of Warcraft have changed over time to reflect sexual stereotypes. This post has gotten hundreds and hundreds of comments. It still gets at least 2 comments a day. So this has really, to me, demonstrated 2 things about what's interesting as a science blogger or someone who's looking at social science in their blog, is that gender issues, which are near and dear to a feminist's heart, can be very popular and can be a source of great interest to the public if presented in a way that's appealing, or if it's presented in the context of popular culture that people are engaged with on a daily basis.